And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even 4 rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And they set in it 4 rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosings. And thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of huge stone, and a row of cedar beams. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams, that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And the great court round about was with 3 rows of huge stones, and a row of cedar beams, both for the inner court of the house of the Lord, and for the porch of the house, with 3 rows of great stones, and a row of new timber. And let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And there was a row of building round about in them, round about them 4, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about.